Welcome to the 2022 launch of the Startup Sisters. Hello, I'm Ruth from Mouthing Off Communication Academy of Communication and Kickassery.
Hi, I am Vanessa Stapples from DigiTeach.
And I am Shelley Bean from The Mindful Misfit.
And Tonya Krebs from Tonya Krebs Buyer's Agent and soon to be BYO Buyer's Agent. And together we are
the Startup Sisters.
We still haven't perfected that.
I think it's the delay between, I think it's the going across the New Zealand thing.
Might be a lag.
You know, we get.
Yeah.
It's perfectly imperfect.
Yes.
Blame the tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always blame the tech. It's like the tech is like everyone's common enemy.
Yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
So here we are, it's the end of January already.
I know.
By the time anyone's listening to this, it will be in February. So,
yeah.
Dang.
And we have lots to report. We haven't been doing nothing, though, have we?
No. We've been very busy, actually.
Very busy. I'm just looking at my goals for January and realizing that I did not complete any of them, but I worked on all of them.
Well, that's a bonus. That's good. That's good. And yeah, I think in January, no one really achieves goals because it's just you're in summer mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. I have my goal setting. I have a lunch meeting with a friend tomorrow and we're both doing some goal setting for the year. So the 1st of February seems like a perfect day to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. That's interesting, actually.
Start the year in Feb.
So, you know, because I think I've mentioned before that my Facebook feed is full of, and I guess it's because I'm a stationary freak, but my Facebook feed is full of like daily planners or, you know, yearly planners. It's kind of like,
back to school.
Everything from like woo-woo, fix your, you know, chakras kind of planner to your the other end of the scale. And this year I actually forced myself not to buy one at all.
Good.
Because I mean I have a stack, like there's just I have a stack of diaries that, you know, 2019, 2018, they're all blank. I get them.
Is it every 7 years or every 11 years something that the tapes
can reuse it?
Yeah. So look that up.
Yeah, no, but I mean I love them.
What are you saving them for, Ruth?
I don't know, but I just like to have them and it's like, oh, look at this, isn't it all the possibilities? Anyway, but I decided this year, no planner for me.
I really like that no planner for Ruth, but hang on. Yeah. What message are we sending to the universe by holding on to blank planners from the past?
Oh, good question. Mm-hmm.
Dang. Ouch.
Ooh.
Oh, now especially
given that really you can't use them again now. Next year.
Mm. See, now you've really hit it because now I'm like, are you going to tell me I need to give up my books?
I'm not going to tell you anything, but you may come to that conclusion yourself.
It may take an intervention.
I totally understand the urge to buy blank notebooks and blank planners. I totally get it. Because but I think you should start a fire with them now. Start a fire with them. But not now because it's fire danger season.
Yeah. Or write in those planners everything that you could have done to get your life to this amazing dream life that you're living right now.
Ooh.
Like in future pace it, do you know what I mean? Like as if right now all your dreams have come true, write in your diary what you did to make that happen.
You can literally rewrite the past.
Or
that's right.
Yeah, or you can find the oldest diary and give your old self advice from now.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, we've just blown Ruth's mind. Okay, well,
thank you for that. I'll take that on board. But what I was going to ask was, so how do you set your goals? So Tonya's saying, like, she's meeting up with a girlfriend tomorrow and they're going to sit down and, you know, they're going to sit down and probably have lunch, drink wine, make notes, you know, make grand plans. Like, mm-hmm. how does everyone do it? Do you look like, are you a SMART goal person?
I love a good SMART goal.
I like your fart goals, Ruth.
My fart goals.
I love that. That was so cool in Ruth's podcast.
Wait, I missed that. What's a fart goal?
Well, it's to do, I probably forgot what I said. But I was just saying, instead of SMART goals, which is just far too much pressure for me, because if I don't get it, then like I freak out and realize what a failure I am, and I just, you know, spiral.
You don't realize what a failure, you delude yourself that what a failure you are.
Yes. So I came up with fart goals. So a fart goal means that it's fun, it's adaptive. And then I have to look at the R and the T.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
But basically, it's fun. It's, you know, and it's adaptive, and it's, you know, it's rethinkable. But so it's basically the idea is just to get started. It's because
just
that's the thing.
Get it if out. I, better out than in.
Because if I smart goal it, like I just think myself into a corner, and as I say, I spiral. Whereas it, to me, it's just like, just freaking start.
SMART goals are very
don't have to have it done by a certain planning. Time.
No.
Oh, is it?
But women, yeah, because it's just black and white. There's no emotion attached to it. It's just
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all very much. It's a head based exercise.
That's
whereas
right.
If you want to, like, if you want to get a goal, you got to feel it in your heart.
That's right.
And you don't have take to, action in your gut.
Yeah, like what. Like for everyone who's listening, we've just done another challenge with Denise Duffield Thomas, and so like what she says. Is you don't like it's not about the $50,000 that you want to manifest, it's how you will feel when you have that $50,000 or what you'll do with like what you'll buy and how that will make you feel. So it's all attached to a feeling, and SMART goals don't have the feelings.
Okay, and just to update the fart, it's fun. So I want to have as much fun as I can. Then A for adaptable. So it means that I can adapt the steps that I take. It's R for radical in terms of what kind of opportunities and solutions I'm looking for. So it needs to be radical and it needs to be trailblazing.
Ooh. Trailblazing.
So fun, adaptable, radical and trailblazing.
A very high standard of goal though. I mean, I like it, but it's, do you think that you, if you went by that, you go, oh, it's not radical enough, or I don't feel like a trailblazer today? Like, are you, and I get what you're doing, I get that that is a good way to do, but if you're struggling with goals and things, maybe radical and trailblazing isn't the place to start.
Well, I think what I was saying in the podcast was that you can have SMART goals. You should have SMART goals, but make some of them smart and make some of them fart.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
you can have a SMART fart.
Like a man.
The SMART goals are more for the things that, you know, are tangible in terms of, yes, I've got to have my tax return done, which means, you know, I need this done by that and this done by that and this done by that to make that case. But then if, you know, you're looking for something that you want to do outside the box, and the reason I say radical or trailblazing is because I don't want to do what's been done before. So I kind of look at it and go, has this been done before in this way? And so that's why I go for that.
Nice.
I did kind of hijack. Sorry, I was just wanting to ask everyone how they set their goals.
Well, firstly,
glass of wine, see what happens.
Yeah. Firstly, paying your taxes is not a goal. That's a to do.
Is it?
Yes.
That's a task. That could be a tart goal.
A goal is something that you want to achieve, that you are driven towards. So we have to pay our tax, of course, yes, but don't make that your goal.
Joyfully.
You're focusing on paying your tax return and not anything wider than that.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Mm.
So how many, so, okay, Tonya's not set her goals yet. Shelley, you set your goals, but you haven't reached where you wanted to reach just yet.
No. So I have lots of goals, and I break them down into different time periods. So I have a monthly goal, and from those monthly goals, I have weekly goals. And then I step back and I know what I need to do every day to get to my weekly goal. And if I do all of the daily things, then all the weekly things fall into place and all the monthly things fall into place and then all the yearly things fall into place. So there's different like levels and layers. And look, I actually have a planner.
But what's it got in it?
I totally like use this every day. I buy like this with like a whole day to a page. Every year I buy one and it's my daily to-do list. So I have the joy of crossing things off my list with a pen. Mm-hmm. But yes, I only just realized that it's got all of these like note pages and things that I've never used before. So I'm like, oh, this has got like 9 pages of blankness at the start and the same at the back. So I'm just writing shit down in there, like goals.
Mm.
Cool. Yeah, very good. So you're very organized. You're very organized then.
Yes, except I wasn't that organized because usually my diary is not fucking brown. And I'm not really enjoying the brownness of it. Usually they're like really pretty and like a joy to look at.
Yeah.
But paint it. It was the one that was there. So I got it. But it's growing on me.
Or cover it.
Paint it or doodle on it or cover it.
Maybe Jelly, why didn't you achieve your goals this year? Because I had a brown planner.
Too busy painting.
My planner was brown.
But you could choose your ultimate big goal for the year and like graffiti it on the outside of your journal.
Oh, I there could. If only I had any artistic ability.
So I just print it off the internet, steal somebody else's, and then stick it on the front.
Yeah,
that's a fucking great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, that's how I do my goals.
Well, I don't really set a time on my goals because I suck at achieving it by that time, and then I feel.
Does it make you feel bad?
Yeah, it does. And I'm not a planner person. I'm a digital calendar person. So I use Trello, which has, I don't know if you know about Trello, but it has a lot of task cards and things and you can set goals. That's for my daily stuff. But I just have a blank notebook that just does me until it's completely full. Like I don't get a new one each year. And I love it because I hadn't written in it for, I was going to get something and I was looking at all journals. I was like, I don't want pretty shit. I don't want, it just doesn't feel right to me. I thought, you know what? I've got that many notebooks at home. And then I came across this one that I had used and I've got goals in there from like 2005 all written down. And I've achieved them all. And I was just like,
yay!
That's
awesome. Yay!
So, I mean, like probably 99% of them. So it's been really interesting, like going back and seeing that history. So I actually like using the same book. I don't use every page. I just pull it open, write the date, write my goals. And then I write a big goal and then I just keep going until I get that goal. Because like when I look at my goals from ages ago, like I want a house with an ensuite and blah, 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 blah. And I want a blue convertible car, blah, 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 blah. It took me like 7 years to get those big goals. So if I'd put a date on it, I would have maybe given up instead of always having it in the back of my mind. So there are smaller goals and there are the big goals that I have.
Yeah.
And I make a vision board.
So that I've been meaning look to at do that. Me too. I've never done a vision board before, but apparently like all of the really successful rich and famous people have one. So
yeah,
I feel like it's an important thing to do. Maybe we all need a PA. She can paint my diary for me.
I haven't. Some people literally cut stuff out. I'm a digital person. I made it up on Canva. Yeah. I just found pictures, threw them all in. And then you can make it like your screensaver of your computer or whatever. So you're actually looking at it all the time.
One year, a long time, like when I first started in business, I went onto Pinterest or, you know, and I just got photos from everywhere and I printed them out and put them onto two sheets of paper. I had one or cardboard, one for my business life and one for my personal life. And I took them to our local, printing shop to get them laminated because I wanted to put them in the bathroom so that every day I'd look at them several times and I put them in the ensuite so nobody else was looking at them, just me. And I had swear words on a couple of them. And the lady behind the counter refused to laminate them. She was really churchy. And she said, I can't touch that. That's offensive. I said, I forgot that was even on there. So I just went to the next place and they did it. No questions asked.
Turn it over, sweetheart. Like you've done yourself out of the $2.
Yeah, I know. I know. Another great place to put your goals is on the back of the toilet door.
Yeah.
Like when I was trying to remember things at Teachers College for exams or whatever, I would put all the stuff on the back of the toilet door and you'd be amazed because you're going in for 5 minutes or 3 minutes, like however many times a day. So you get that repetition and that worked really well for me too.
We don't actually close the toilet door.
No, I was thinking I don't close the toilet door either now because
I'm a bit far away from the door right now.
But you can put it on your bathroom mirror or
just anywhere. Yeah, I used to have
If we have guests, we close the toilet door.
You sure?
We used to have people over and they'd come out and they'd say, "Oh, you're learning Maori." I'm like, yeah. So yeah, but anywhere that you see them, just it's just a split second reminder because otherwise you forget to think about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like on the outside of your glass shower door is always good too because it won't get wet and you can see it while you're in the shower.
Yep, mm-hmm. And set reminders on your phone.
Yes.
That's what I need to do.
Yes, I do that too.
I have reminders. A reminder, something I should know it because it comes up like twice a week. This is my time and I'm ready for the next step. That's what it says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I know what I need to tell you. Talking about goal setting and stuff. So I bought myself a few weeks ago, I went to visit a friend and I went to this hippie shop and I bought Gabby Bernstein's card deck of just quotes. And so every day I've been pulling a card. And at first I was like, oh, I'll just put the card that I took on the bottom and so I know not to take it from the bottom. And then I thought, nah, because I could get the same card meant to see it 2 days in a row. So I got this card and it says, I let the universe catch up to my dreams. And then I put it back. I shuffled the cards the next day. I got it again. And I shit you not, I got that card 3 days in a row.
That's awesome. That is so good.
What the? And you know what? It says I let. And you know what I'm really good at? I'm really good at pushing shit up a hill and trying to make stuff happen and then getting cranky when I've, written it on the shower door every day for 20 fucking days and it doesn't come true. So I just have to let it. I can't make it. Yes. I don't force it. I just let it.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect, really. So hopefully I've learned that's something from that.
So it's I let the universe catch up with my
dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then today I got a different one. Oh, phew.
That's good. You get what you need. Do you know about the book, The Guide to the Advanced Soul?
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
It's my parents had it as it when I was a teenager and I found it at a book sale somewhere, so I bought it. It's one of those books where you open it up and whatever page you get, that's what you're meant to get. That's your message for today. Cool. So it's kind of like your card deck.
I have that. Or I've passed it on, I've moved it on, but I used to have that.
Mm. In your decluttering.
Yes.
But, things like that are good because the messages come through, whether it's in a card deck or
you just think about it. Like, why am I getting this right now?
Yeah.
I'm actually at a bit of a, not a crossroads, but a decision-making time. So, like, I have this job on the side which started out as a few hours a week, and now my boss is obviously and, of course, very impressed with me. And she's bringing me into other parts of the business. Now, another funny thing is that, oh, did I freeze? Sorry. Another funny thing is when people have asked me what my job is, I kind of go, I would say, oh, I work for an international ad agency. And then I didn't work for the ad agency. I worked for a different part of the business, and she also ran an ad agency. Well, now I'm working in the agency. And I said, well, I've been telling people that I worked for an ad agency for like 6 months.
Ah.
So maybe I manifested that too. So now I'm nearly working full time for her, like doing awesome shit that I love. Like I'm going to say a social strategist. She hasn't given me a title yet, but that's what I'll be, because that's what I'm going to make it be. And wow. It's everything that I've, like, I have a degree in sociology, communication. Like I'm, you know, through all my own business and all coaching and life coaching and being a counselor and all of that, it all comes back to everything that I'm doing now, only I'm doing it for her, not for me. But I love it. So it's like, where do we go from here with my own business? Because I don't know how much time I'm going to have.
I'm thinking that's really awesome and ride the wave, but I'm thinking, is this the universe putting this in front of you as a test to see if you'll go out on your own or if you'll take the easier option? Which, if you take that option, it's fine because it's, you love it.
Yeah. But the other thing is also that I'm getting even more tools to make my own course a success. So really, like I don't even have to do the day-to-day face-to-face stuff, you know, that I've been doing and searching for properties for other people. I can just be teaching them what I know in my course, but through all of my marketing strategy and all of that, I will always be learning ways to sell that better. So I think maybe that's the path that I'll go down and just be purely online.
There's so much information that you're getting in that job, so many stories and different scenarios of what people have, you know, this person has this business and they do that and they've succeeded in this way. And so you're seeing all the ways to succeed and not succeed. But learning, like you say.
Yeah. Today I was talking with a guy who on his last launch spent $35,000 and he made $500,000.
Wow.
And so this launch he's spending $50,000. And so obviously he's hoping for more than that, which logically he's got the system down pat. He will get it. Like and so many people that's possible for. Some people
are you able to share what the product is, not the actual name of the business or anything, but what kind of product?
Personal development. Okay. So the same as millions of other people, but he knows his message and his market. And now we just have a repeatable product. Like once they figure that out, then we just keep doing what we're doing. And the numbers just justify everything. It's amazing.
So my question for you, Tonya.
Yes.
If you're doing this, you're working for this job that you love and you're also going to be building your course, what are you going to do to make sure that you're actually working on your own stuff as well?
I do have an accountability buddy at the moment, but I haven't really been committed yet. So can I tell you after my planning day tomorrow?
Yes.
And then
I will follow up.
I'll also tell my accountability buddy at the same time once I figure it out.
But also the flip side could be when we're manifesting, it can come from anywhere. Do you need to have your business or you manifested a situation that you're super happy with?
Yeah, but it feels like a cop-out. It feels like I've put so much time and energy and knowledge and everything into it that I don't Like, it's, you know, it's like the baby that you just don't want to see leave home.
Yeah.
Even though I could. Like, it's not even about the money. It's about the potential. You know, like, if I could make an extra 100 grand by just selling online courses and I'm sitting in front of the computer doing that kind of work anyway, then why would I not do that? Because that can buy me so much more of the freedom and the, you know, the lifestyle that I want. Mm-hmm. But if it's pushing shit up a hill and it's torturous, then no, I just don't have to do it. I'm not about that anymore. Like, we're at a place, I'm at a place in our lives where we don't need to do that. Like, as soon as we sell these two properties that we've got now and move into our new house, Michael won't have to work. Well, he will work, but he won't have to work like 5 days a week like he does now. And it'll just be, you know, there'd be no pressure. So it could look like whatever it wants to look like, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah, that is a great feeling.
And you can just totally evolve. Yeah, you can totally build your business with no pressure as well. There's no time limit. Yeah. Like, you don't have to get done by any particular time, and you don't have to get it done for any particular reason other than it's something that you love and it's knowledge that you have. And I don't know. Honestly, I believe that if we've got knowledge to share with other people and it's good shit that other people need to know or want to know, then it's sort of like
our duty to share.
Keep it to ourselves.
I
guess in one way I'm kind of like, because so Tonya, you are helping all these other people make amazing leaps and bounds with their business, you know, the fact that they're spending 50 grand on ads and raking in $500,000 or what have you, and like it'll be like, don't you just want to like put it into action for yourself just to
That's the thing. Like, what if I could be that. Like them?
Yeah.
You can be.
I mean, not exactly. That's the thing. So that's really the motivator. But it's if I'm gonna do it, I hear what you're saying, Shelley, about not having to commit to a time frame or anything like that. But I think if I don't commit to something, I'll just never do it. So I am gradually working through. So what I'm doing is I'm rewriting or helping to restructure one of our courses, and I'm using my business as the example to set that up. So, so I'm making sure that I get all of the foundational stuff right, and that I'm setting it up the way that we teach it, not the way that I know, you know, myself, in case there's discrepancies. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, I can commit to just completing that. And we've got a launch date for that new course. So I have to have finished that by a certain date. So that will get me to a certain point. So, yeah, I'll tell you next week. Thank you.
Cool.
Nice pep talk.
Yeah.
No, that's good. It's good that you can do your own business stuff with work, like killing two birds with one stone. That's working smart.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, imagine if I could get to the point where, I mean, anything is possible because, you know, the universe catches up with my dreams. But imagine indeed if I could get to the point where I pay my own agency to run my ads and I work on other people's, because that's fun. here's $5,000 a month and here's my spending money, like, just go and spend it and I'll just collect the cash at the end of the day.
Your playtime is playing with
other people's money. You know, that's a common thread in my life. When I buy houses, I buy them with other people's money. Now I'm running ads with other people's money.
But you're getting massive return on it, so that, you know, there's that.
Financially it's good, like, and time wise it's flexible and fluid and I can do it from anywhere in the world, and emotionally it's very rewarding and I work with and for the absolute best people, like, just makes my heart sing. You know, we get on staff meetings and it's just amazing. Never met any of them in person, but hopefully that will happen this year. And, and so it's kind of like ticking so many boxes that, I wouldn't want to lose any of that.
Well, keep on it then. Ride the wave.
If it's working for you now, just keep doing it until it's not working for you anymore.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Yeah. There you go. I'll just drink wine tomorrow then. I don't need to plan anything.
That's an excellent idea.
except I'm not going to wait until tomorrow.
In fact, speaking of which, is we should, you know, is it wine time? It feels like wine time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I think it is. I think it is. Monday, it's only Monday, but it's any day's a good wine day.
Are we looking for any accountability next week? Are we looking for any accountability?
How about...
Well, only from Tonya.
How about we come back with 3 goals, whether we've done them or not already?
Yeah.
Short-term or long-term?
Well, how about short, mid, long?
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. 1 month, 1 month, 1 year, 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm writing that down. Got it. So,
yeah, can you put that in our chat so we don't
miss it? Yes, I can.
Please.
Yep. 1 month.
And we'll do that.
1 year, 5 years.
Yeah.
God, that'll I can't even fun. Think about next week.
Ruth.
Yes.
That thought pattern will not serve you well. Do you know what you should do? Go get one of your 10-year-old planners and pretend that it's this year and write shit down in the planner and think about next week.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. With a glass of wine, the ideas will flow much more freely.
Yes, they do.
I was at a course for my psychology training once, and we had to write down our values and some words attached to those. And so we're all, you know, in serious mode and we're writing down this and that. And then afterwards we went to the bar and we all had a couple of drinks and then we came back and we redid it.
Oh,
that's when when I was in serious mode, it was, you know, that I wanted a healthy, strong body. And when I had a few beers, it was like I wanted abs and something else. It's like, okay, the truth comes out now. Who cares about healthy? All I want is
good. Break those barriers. Hey, we need to stop. Yeah. This is gonna cut out in seconds.
Second now.
I know.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, 1 month, bye. 1 year, 5 years. Bye.
Another beer. ABS. Another beer. This is.
Have a wonderful week.
Yeah.
See you.
Bye.